Lesson 14, Grammar 2. Now we're going to learn something that changes the verb to make it negative, like not. And it goes in front of the verb. It's on. It isn't a verb ending, and it doesn't go after the base verb. It goes before. So to make any verb negative, just say on first. I say 가요. You say 안 가요. I'm not going. I say 먹어요. You say 안 먹어요. What does that mean? I'm not eating it. You can imagine kids learning this word, right? Sometimes they say not a lot. So, now you know how to answer a question with yes or with no. In other words, on is placed before verbs and adjectives at the end of the sentence to negate an action or state. It corresponds to not in English. 하다 verb consists of a noun and 하다 verb, such as 공부하다, to study, and 수영하다, to swim. So to negate 하다 verb, on should be inserted between the noun and 하다. Noun plus on plus 하다. For example, 공부 안 하다. Besides that, to negate a word, 있다 is 없다, not 안 있다. No way. In this case, the negating verb 없다 makes the whole sentence negative. Let's listen to this 안 used in some dialogue.
아침 먹었어요? 아니요, 안 먹었어요.
Did you eat breakfast? No, I didn't. This time we used 안 with the past tense, eat, ate, 먹었어요. So, how about you? Did you eat breakfast? 아니요, 안 먹었어요. Or, if you did eat breakfast, what can you say? 네, 먹었어요. Great. Let's hear another example.
어제 운동했어요? 아니요, 운동 안 했어요.
Did you work out yesterday? No, I didn't. Oh, very honest. Right. I didn't work out. Try it again in Korean. 운동 안 했어요. Good. Where is the 안? It's between the noun. What's that? 운동. And the verb. What's that? 했어요. Very great. Now let's try one more.
이 영화가 재미있어요? 아니요, 재미없어요.
Is this movie interesting? No, it isn't. Oh, there's no 안 here. What's going on? Let's check the verb in the question. What's that? 있어요. Right. Can we use 안 with 있어요? No, we can't negate 있어요 that way. Instead, we use another verb that makes the whole sentence negative. What's that? 없어요. Good listening. So, we can use 안 with every verb except one. 있어요. Cool.